When Jesus met his accusers at the Garden of Gethsemane, it was because he preordained the appointment. No false accusation at the trial caught him off guard. And every painful step to Golgotha was for those who would find salvation in him. Here's Pastor Xavier Reese with today's Simple Truth.
Jesus was laying his life down of his own free will. No one forced him to do so, not even the Father. And Jesus had the power to raise it up again. He left his throne, became man, and submitted himself to every abuse of man according to his own will. John 10:17-18 says, "Therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life and that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power both to lay it down and have power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father." So the Father raised Jesus, Jesus raised himself, and the Holy Spirit raised him. All three had a part in it. He demonstrated love beyond that of the world. John tells us greater love has no man than he laid down his life for his friends, John 15:13. Jesus, as our eternal intercessor, the God-man, sits at the right hand of God now. His name is Jesus, Yahweh salvation, Christ Messiah, Lord, Master, Controller of our life. His position is as an advocate, a lawyer for our defense, 1 John 2:1. But he's a little different kind of lawyer than the lawyers down here on earth. There are lawyers who will take your case even though you're guilty and present you innocent. Jesus only accepts guilty pleas. If you don't acknowledge your guilt, he doesn't even take or hear your case. He says, if you acknowledge your guilt, I can get you off. If you don't, you're on your own. Jesus was declaring his delight to be reunited with the Father at this point, knowing he had finished the work of the Father that had been given to him in John 17:4 and John 19:30, it is finished. Knowing he would be restored to a glory before the world was, as he prayed in John 17:5. Knowing the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God to be reunited with the Father, Hebrews 12:2. The joy was that he knew he was going to be reunited. He sat down. Not that he saw that you and I would be saved. That's a truth somewhere else, but not in that context. The joy was now he would be reunited in heaven with the Father. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He was proven to be worthy to sit at the right hand of the Father, knowing that he was the only way to God for all sinners by grace. Ephesians 2:8-9, you're saved by grace through faith and not of yourself. It's the gift of God. What an amazing Savior we have.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. CD copies are available of the studies you hear each day on our broadcast simply by calling 800-651-8352 or log on to calvarychapelpasadena.com for information on various other messages from Pastor Xavier. There, you'll also get information on our weekly services, announcements, even hear this program again at the radio listings link. It's all at calvarychapelpasadena.com. And join us next time for more Simple Truths.